how to maximize merit scholarship money? Are you concerned about paying the balance of the college tuition bill? Or do you have student loans that you are finding it difficult to pay? If you are worried about anything that has to do with planning, preparing, and paying for college, College Advisors Group is offering a 45-minute free consultation to all friends and family of Common Ground. You can take advantage of this offer by calling 821-0080. That's 821-0080, or emailing them at collegeadvisorsgroup.com. Their website is collegeadvisorsgroup.com. And the phone number is 821-0080. Anyone who takes advantage of the free consultation is also eligible to sign up for Sage Scholars Tuition Rewards Points. Tuition Rewards Points can be used at nearly 400 private colleges as discounts on undergraduate tuition. Call 821-0080 for your stress-free consultation, planning, and paying for college. Visit collegeadvisorsgroup.com.
The following program has been paid for by John Tassone. It is for entertainment and basic informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not reflect the views of Cumulus Media, WPRV, its management, or staff. This is Common Ground with John Tassone on AM 790 WPRV. Call John now at 437-5000 or toll free at 1-888-345-0790. Common Ground, highlighting the positive contributions made by the labor community. Now, here's John Tassone.
Welcome to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. The Red Sox have got a slugger. We're going to have an issue with the Yankees. I know this is a Yankee stadium station, but I'm a Red Sox fan, so we got a slugger. We're ready to go. Bring it on, big guys. Bring it on. Speaking of bringing it on, we have Diane Marola in the house. She's a healthcare consultant. And I wanted to bring Diane on because there's so many things that are so bad with our healthcare system. And Diane's worked in the trenches. She's an eye and a spy. So, Diane, welcome and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. I love being here, as you know, and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us today. So I wanted to talk to you about this godforsaken thing we have called healthcare and how messed up it is. And do you ever think that it'll get straightened out? You know, I have so many people reach out to me in complaints about, you know, now the closing of Memorial Hospital, the line is going down the hill to Merriam, hours upon hours upon hours of waiting time to get into the emergency room. If you don't go in by an ambulance, forget about it. You might as well take your lunch, take your dinner, and take your breakfast. Why?
I think all aspects of healthcare are feeling just how dysfunctional the whole system is. It's a really broken system. It's an overwhelmed system. And obviously now with a hospital closing in Rhode Island, that's going to put more pressure on the hospitals that remain. So it's just... it's just been continues to erode, and it's scary. And I just tell folks that do whatever you can do to stay healthy and to stay out of the hospital so that you don't have to go there and deal with that.
Does it pay to be your own advocate today?
I think it does. I think people... part of my reason in terms of becoming a consultant, not only to help healthcare providers deal with the system, but also educate consumers that they really need to get in the game with their own healthcare. What I see is as that people, consumers, tend to spend more time shopping for a car or buying a flat screen TV than they do on their healthcare. And It is the number one reason why people are going bankrupt in this country. And the last time I was here, when we talked, all it takes is one catastrophic illness, and that can send you not only health-wise over the edge, emotionally over the edge for you and your family, but financially over the edge too. So none of us are prepared for that.
So what would you recommend to someone who called in and said, well, what do I need to do? Do I need to do more research? Do I need to look at who my primary care docs are? Who do they belong to? What hospital do they belong to? What do I do in case of an emergency?
Yeah, so those are all good suggestions. I think the main thing is to be really proactive. So if you have some type of condition that you were diagnosed with, you need to do your homework in terms of what are the treatment options and what are the costs of those treatment options. And then look at your health plan and what is your deductible and what are your co-pays. And are there any certain requirements that you need to do before you seek treatment? But even doing all of that, and again, I highly recommend that people do that, but even if you do all that, doesn't always work out where, you know, you go into it saying, okay, I did all this homework, I know what my deductible is, I know what my health plan's going to cover, but they don't always cover everything they say they're supposedly going to cover.
Right.
And it's the healthcare system is a very...
Fragile,
convoluted system that is not, I keep using the word transparent because...
It's not transparent?
It is not transparent. Okay. So if I needed to have some type of surgery, how do I know who the best person is to go to, who has the best success? How do I know what the procedure is going to cost? How do I know what my insurance is really going to cover? If you think about all of the things, and you're actually purchasing services, you are a consumer, you're purchasing services. If you think about all the other things that you purchase in life, you know what you're going to pay for that service. With healthcare, you don't.
Right.
You don't.
Let me ask you this question. Obviously, there's a bunch of people who will not go to treatment here in Rhode Island for whatever reason it is, and they go to Boston. What is your take on that? I mean, I know some of the hospitals in Boston are more on top of things, I'll use that word, than the Rhode Island hospitals. I mean, I know, like, some of the hospitals are starting to come in from Massachusetts and partnering up with Rhode Island hospitals so they can use the same features and same docs. I mean, what's your take on that?
So what I like about living in Rhode Island is that I have always had the option as a healthcare consumer to be able to get services here or go somewhere else if I wanted to. Mm-hmm. And we are very fortunate in being in New England because if we're not able to access something here that we want in Rhode Island or need...
It's not a long way away.
It's not a long way away. And Boston, historically, has been on the cutting edge in terms of the delivery of care in that market and the facilities that they have there. So
what is a healthcare plan? And I don't want you to say where you work because I don't think that would be fair. But what is the internal workings on if they say, well, John Tassoni, you got X, Y, and Z insurance, and I'm going to see if you can stay here in Rhode Island rather than us pay for the Massachusetts doc. I mean, there's a lot of that go on, a lot of denials go on.
It really depends on your plan and what your plan allows. So, and that's where I say consumers really need to understand their benefits. Are they allowed to go to Boston? Is that considered in-network or out-of-network? So it goes back to the consumer having, doing their homework in terms of will their plan allow that?
Mm-hmm.
So, and some do and some don't.
Yeah. You know, when I sat on the Healthcare Oversight Commission with the House and the Senate, a lot of times I would say to the providers, whether it be Blue Cross United or Tufts, at that point Tufts was here, then they went, and now they're coming back. But even neighborhood, I would say, you know, not for nothing, but we pay for a benefit. Obviously, this is substance abuse stuff I'm talking about. You pay for a benefit, but you don't want me to use the benefit. You know, you pay to go into treatment, but then again, they denial.
Mm-hmm.
But I look at it the other time as far as a mathematical thing where someone has been in treatment 15, 20 times because originally he hadn't got the original length of stay that he needed to get off it.
Right.
So what is their thinking when they do that? I don't want you to answer right now because we got to go on break so I can pay the bill so we can come back next week. You're listening to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassoni. We'll be right back with Diane Marola.
Correctional officers, like other divisions of law enforcement, put their lives on the line every day to make Rhode Island a safe place to live. Stories of officers held hostage and nearly killed give perspective to just how tough their job is. Correctional officers are locked in and forever looking over their shoulders, knowing that those with whom they spend their work shift have been locked away from the rest of society because they couldn't fit in. Correctional officers are just like you, except when it comes to going to the office, they don't sit at a desk or stand on a construction site. They work the toughest beat in the state.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Rhode Island Army National Guard. Aired by the Rhode Island Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hi, this is Jerry at Auto Rust Tech. 30 years ago, I created a custom body shop that specialized in repairing cars and trucks with rust damage so people could get extended life from their vehicles. Typical work going on at Auto Rust Tech might be Mike welding up frames and floors for state inspections and fixing a shock mount that busted off, Herman's rebuilding a classic muscle car with new body panels, and Peter's repairing a front engine support that rusted away and restoring a Toyota Corolla so it can pass state inspections and be made safe again. Up front, Carrie is welding up a Mopar frame kit, and Tito sandblasts and undercoats an old Ford pickup and rust-proofs a new car. Auto Rust Tech has a highly skilled workforce that can make your car or truck safe again and guarantee it for years. Call us at our crazy phone number, 944-4444, or visit our website at autorust.com. Free estimates are done Monday through Saturday, 8 till noon at 275 Niantic Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. That's Auto Rust Tech, 944-4444. Try to forget that phone number.
Vaccination is a safe and cost-effective way to stay healthy, and it's not just for kids. Approximately 50,000 adults die each year from vaccine-preventable diseases in the United States. Vaccine-preventable infections kill more Americans annually than HIV/AIDS, breast cancer, or traffic accidents. I'm Marjorie McGinn, President and Executive Director of Women in Government. On behalf of Women in Government, an organization of state policymakers, I urge you to speak to your doctor about what vaccinations you need. Each year, millions of Americans get sick from vaccine-preventable diseases such as influenza, causing them to miss work. When you get sick, your children, grandchildren, and parents are also at risk. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends vaccinations from birth through adulthood to provide a lifetime of protections. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassoni. In the studio today, Diane Marola. She is a healthcare consultant. So, Diane, before we get in, delve into the next segment, I want you to give your contact information. So if someone's listening, if they have questions, if they have concerns, or they want to maybe hire you as a union goes into contract negotiations.
Absolutely. And I will talk with anyone about health care.
You talk with me. Yeah. You talk with anyone.
So they can either call me at 401-323-0934. Or they can email me at marolaconsultants@yahoo.com.
Very good. So I want to talk to you. You know, I had my last show. There was a young lady on who had issues with substance abuse, and they went to a hospital. I almost slipped. They went to a hospital for treatment of an issue her husband had. And as soon as she told them that he was on methadone, it was like a
totally different ballgame.
360, where
it sure was.
The stigma issue happens. Does that happen a lot in healthcare?
Well, so I listened to that content, and so I'm also a clinical social worker, and you know, it could be a number of things. I don't know if it really was the stigma. I think it was that they didn't know what was going on. And so you have to understand the emergency room, see this over and over and over again. And sometimes folks who suffer from addiction aren't giving them the full picture of
what I said to her.
So it could be that. It could be stigma. It could be, you know, a training issue for the hospital. So it could be a number of things. But in that type of scenario, what I would encourage people to do is to talk to the hospital about it and say, what really happened here? And is this standard protocol? And I hope you don't mind me bringing up, because you were public about your dad and telling your story about your experiences. And I think it's important for people not to be afraid to have those conversations with hospitals. Before I even became a social worker, because I did that in my mid-30s, it was my parents. My parents were both sick at different times, and I was the one in the family who took the lead in terms of talking with the doctors and the hospitals. And I remember having to do that a lot with both parents in terms of me going to them saying, "What are you doing here? And what's going on? And why isn't this happening?" And I didn't have the knowledge then. We're talking 20, I think my mother's gone 26 years ago or 27 years ago. I think my father's starting to lose track. So I think it's 21 or 22 years.
That's what happens
years.
When you get that age.
That's what happens, right? Yeah. So I remember going down that rabbit hole and talking. I remember particularly with my dad's care at one of the local hospitals, I remember having to talk to the administrators because there were a lot of missteps that happened with his care.
So, I think people are afraid to do that because, number one, they're probably afraid of repercussions to the family or whatever. But in my case, like you indicated, people may not have the contacts that I had. But it doesn't preclude them from saying, hey, I need to speak to somebody about this particular issue. And I did a big article in my paper back in Smithfield, and I gave out my cell phone number.
Mm-hmm.
If they had problems with the hospitals and who to talk to, because it's like you say, it's very important to get to the point so it doesn't happen to someone else.
Right.
Mistakes are made. They practice medicine. Remember that. They practice medicine.
Right.
Mistakes are made.
Right.
But if you can have a conversation with someone to make sure that that mistake doesn't happen again and again and again, then you've done your job.
Right. And I would say when I look at your story that you kind of had two C's, the contacts and the courage to have that conversation. And I think people are intimidated to have those conversations. I think that they don't know what to do. Let's face it. I mean, when you have somebody who's sick and you're dealing with doctors, you're intimidated by them. You feel like they're smarter than you are. And people are afraid to speak up. And they are afraid of repercussions. I remember when my mom was sick and I was just taking on that role for whatever reason of trying to understand what was going on with her. And I remember my aunt had said to me, because I can get feisty. I will admit that. Yeah. I can get very feisty. And I remember my aunt had said to me, you know, they're not going to be nice to your mother in here if you're not nice to them. And I'm like, really? Because I just want the answer to this question, or I just want to understand this.
So that's the old way of thinking.
That was the old way of thinking. But I still feel that people are intimidated by asking questions, by saying when they don't understand something. I'm not afraid to tell someone that I don't understand something now. I can't say that that was the case 27 years ago.
Right.
But people need to... they need to advocate for themselves. They need to advocate for their families. That's the other thing. I mean, when I look at your story, your dad had you looking out for him. And a lot of people don't have that.
Right.
And what do they do? What do they do? And I think about that all the time. So people do need to speak up. I think... We are in a time where we are able to get information at our, I'm going to use my hands because you
fingertips.
Know, yeah, at our fingertips with the internet.
Right.
And that's why I love the internet so much, is because I can research something so quickly and be able to get good, reputable information. I mean, there's junk on the internet too, and you have to know how to sift your way around it. But we're so fortunate with that, that we are able to access information and do our homework, Google stuff.
No, it's funny you say that, because when it was getting near the end with my dad, he said something, and I said to my sister, Google that. In a matter of seconds, it came up.
Yeah.
You know, and it was helpful.
Right.
Because it prepared all of us for the next step.
Right.
And I think that in today's society, with the way healthcare is, hopefully you'll get better. I don't have a lot of hope in that, but the accessibility to healthcare is obviously depending on Washington and what they do moving forward. The access to certain things, obviously it will be driven by Washington. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, you've been in this game, and I'll use that word, for a long time. Do you think, in your opinion, your humble opinion, do you think in the next 10 years that healthcare will be getting better from your perspective or worse? And I'm going to put you on the spot, because that's a tough question.
It is a tough question. And so the optimistic side of me wants to say that we... look, we live in the best country in the world. I really believe that. I really feel that. We have everything available to us. We have the smartest people. We can figure this out. We can figure this out. And we can figure this out where, from both a consumer standpoint and a financial standpoint, because it needs to be both.
Right.
It needs to be both, that we can get to a better place. If we put a man on the moon in, what was it, 69 or 70, I forget. I was in kindergarten, I know, though, watching it on TV. We can do this. But where the pessimistic Diane comes out is that we're not there yet. We're not talking about it enough, that we always seem to have another issue that distracts us from fixing things. And it is a system that is based, that first of all, that is broken, and it's based on money. And that's a problem. So if we could get folks around the table in Washington
and lock the door
and really thought about people and not about you're a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I hate you, you hate me.
Lobbyists
who are
paid an exorbitant amount of money,
right? And then they make all these donations to the politicians, and then the politicians. I mean, we see that with guns,
you know,
right?
You know, so, what I say? I say this is what I say. If the people in D.C. got their health care taken away,
right?
How fast they would come to the table and figure out the way to do it right.
Right, because they don't. When you don't walk in somebody else's shoes, you have a very difficult time understanding. And those folks have
money and resources.
Money and resources and power and the best health plan you could possibly want.
All right. We're going to take another quick break. You're listening to Common Ground, AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. We'll be right back.
Bringing people together, promoting the good work of everyday Rhode Islanders, focusing on the positives of this state. That's what Common Ground is all about. Common Ground is Rhode Island's only communications outlet for working people, in print, on the air, and online. Common Ground promotes the contributions of the labor community. If you want your positive message to reach thousands of readers and listeners, call 451-1305 for sponsorship opportunities. It's time to return to Common Ground. Call 451-1305.
United Rentals has the equipment you need for just about any project. They rent and sell everything from forklifts and backhoes to hard hats and duct tape. Over 600 different types of equipment, in fact, plus contractor supplies. The best part, United Rentals employees will go the extra mile to help you get the job done. Whether you're a large contractor or a weekend do-it-yourselfer, for the United Rentals nearest you, visit unitedrentals.com or call 800-UR-RENTS. United Rentals, consider it done.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
Dinovite .com.
You know, I've been getting a lot of feedback from social media. You want to hear some quotes? Every time I hear that annoying voice of Jimmy from Zipa, I want to tear my ears off my head. You see the hypocrisy here, people? First of all, you know, you got to listen to my commercial for maybe 60 seconds. But what about that person snoring next to you all night long? That person sleeping next to you, they can't turn your mouth or your nose down, can they? No, they got to go sleep on the couch. Get this fixed. ZYPPAH.com. Zipa.com.
Corporate Transportation of Rhode Island is a 24-hour statewide sedan car service to and from all major airports. Relax, knowing wherever you need to go, Corporate will get you there safe and on time. Do you need to accommodate an important client? Got an early morning flight at TF Green? Or how about a late night pickup in Boston? Call Corporate Transportation at 231-2228 and get there with quality, comfortable transportation, reliable rates, and a courteous, experienced driver. Corporate Transportation, 231-2228.
Cool, cool air.
Hi, this is Dave Campbell, president of Cool Air Creations. In 1993, I started Cool Air with one employee, a passion for the business, and the integrity to do what I promised. Today, with a team of over 40 professionals, the same passion and integrity still holds true. At Cool Air Creations, we take your image seriously. After all, why would you trust that to just anyone? I've built the most advanced production facility in the industry and put together the largest product selection available, all to provide you the best screen-printed, embroidered, or laser-decorated merchandise you can find. And since all decoration is done in-house, our art department can ensure your logo's integrity remains true from product to product, time after time, something our competition doesn't even understand. Take control of your company or organization's image with Cool Air Creations. Call 401-769-7755. That's 401-769-7755 or on the web at morethantees.com. Cool Air Creations, your source for all things promotional.
Cool Air. Make you look great.
Do you or your child or grandchild in your life fall between the ages of newborn and 17 that would benefit up to 1 year of free college tuition? Enroll now in the only guaranteed scholarship program in the country. Over 350 private colleges participate and close to 400,000 students. Visit collegeadvisorsgroup.com. Click on the Scholarship Center tab for more information regarding this fantastic program. Or to enroll, call College Advisors Group today at 401-821-0080 or shoot them an email at team@collegeadvisorsgroup.com for your free application. Everyone that calls or emails them mentioning this program will receive a minimum scholarship guarantee. Don't miss out on this amazing scholarship opportunity today. Give them a call at 401-821-0080 or shoot them an email at team@collegeadvisorsgroup.com.
Here's Johnny.
Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassoni. Diane Marola's in the house. We're talking about health care. So, Diane, I have the $64 question for you today at 4:35 in the afternoon.
Is it 4:30?
4:35. What is the talk on the street about this new potential merger with CVS and Aetna? Is it going to make healthcare better, or is it just another farce?
So, I, as you know, I had written an article about where I think all that's going. And of course, you know, those companies want to say that it's the best thing
since sliced bread,
right?
Italian bread.
Italian bread, of course. Italian. I don't really see it that way. I've never seen a whole lot of good come out of a merger. Mergers are always about, you know, they say it's about making things better, but it's about cutting costs. And so,
is it about cutting costs, or is it actually a position for a conglomerate to make calls on behalf of themselves?
Yeah, and they just, so if you look at CVS and Aetna, and look, I think CVS is a great company. They're local here.
Mm-hmm.
They've done really well. I'm in there every week spending money, so I love the store. But they're huge. And so you have these two big, huge entities. Aetna is the third largest health insurer in the country. So they're going to become even bigger. And what do we know about when things become really big? Let's look back at history. Let's look back at, remember Ma Bell and AT&T, where we only had one choice, and that was it. And the government had to step in and break it up, and now we have, you know, our phone systems the way they are today, which who knew? But bigger isn't always better. Bigger is not always better. And I don't see this as a good thing at all.
That's what my doctor tells me about my weight. Bigger is not
always better. Right? That can apply to that too sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't think, you know, if they gave us some guarantees that, yeah, we guarantee X, Y, and Z if this merge, and I think the merge is going to happen. I think under the current administration, if CVS continues to pursue this, it'll sail right through, because we are in this time right now of, you know, bigger is better,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
I try not to take political sides. You know, I have a very liberal side of my brain. I have a very conservative side of my brain. And sometimes the two sides fight. So, I think we are in this time of companies getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I think it will sail through. But I have a lot of concerns about it. Because from my perspective, consumers are going to, they're going to lose even more capability of being the master, if you will, of their healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
There was a very concerning story on Sunday, February 11th. CNN had actually put this out about Aetna and a current lawsuit against them. That his name is Gillen Washington. He's 23, and he is suing Aetna for breach of contract and bad faith. And he has an autoimmune disorder, and it's pretty rare. And so it's a chronic condition. You know, an autoimmune disorder doesn't go away. You need to manage it,
right.
And it's usually expensive.
Right.
And so Aetna requested medical records, which is not an unusual thing for a health insurance to do, because they make determinations that way, whether they're going to pay for treatment or not. And in this particular case, what got exposed out of this lawsuit is Aetna's medical director never read any of the medical records he ever got. So he was making healthcare determinations for Aetna and never even looking at a medical record.
Hmm.
So
that's frightening.
Isn't that frightening?
And how often does that happen? I'm not asking. I'm just making
right.
a general statement.
Yeah, it's a question. Shouldn't we all be concerned about? See, but this process that happens where somebody is having treatment or needs treatment, and the insurance companies are asking for information.
Mm-hmm.
The everyday Joe, I'm gonna say, doesn't know that this is going on.
Mm-hmm.
They don't
until
know.
It's exposed.
Right, until it's exposed. Now, this young man, and God bless him, in terms of him, this is where he pushed the issue. And we were talking a little bit about that before, about, whether you have questions with your doctor or your hospital or your health insurance company, ask and then do your research on it. And so this young man, I'm very impressed in terms of him doing this, because he exposed something extremely unethical. And then, of course, when you go on to read the story, this doctor who is making these decisions, I get this term from, I think my mother used to say, East Chippee somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't even know this young man. He doesn't even know this disorder. Had no expertise in this disorder at all. Yet he was making decisions to deny the treatment.
Mm.
And so...
Or, if I can interrupt you for a second, or these offshore call centers,
right?
When someone's making a call, you can't understand them,
right?
And my mother just told me about this yesterday when she was over the house, about a situation she had with a doctor's office and her healthcare provider. She had a call about an issue on a bill, and she got so frustrated she had to hang up.
And I've done that. I've done that, and I've even said to folks, "Who are you? Where are you?" I had that conversation. It wasn't an issue where the person was overseas. They were actually here in this country. And I had someone outreach me. They were getting nowhere with their health insurance company. And I said, we're going to do a three-way call with them. And when we called them, I said, where are you? And They happen to be in Florida. And then they started giving me the line, well, we don't have record of her call. And they went on to say, and sometimes we document it and sometimes we don't. And I said, hey, listen, no, you are supposed to be documenting this call,
every call.
All the time.
Right.
I said, and let me tell you something. If this issue doesn't get resolved within the next 24 hours, and it was a Rhode Island issue, I said, I am calling every regulatory body in the state of Rhode Island and telling them what you said. I said, and you not only, I said, you've got three people on this call, because it was me, it was the mother of the consumer, who the mother was trying to get her care, and the daughter, because she was over the age of 18, but, you know, 22. So
you had three witnesses.
Right. And that's what I said. I said, we have three witnesses that you just said, sometimes we document the call and sometimes we don't. They're supposed to document every single call. And when you call into a place and they say, we're recording this call for quality purposes, all those calls are being recorded. So don't be telling me. That's where I get feisty.
Right.
And I got feisty that day.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. But here's a question I want to, because we're going to go on break. Here's a question. Should these offshore call centers be brought back to the United States?
Absolutely.
I don't want you to answer me. So we're going to take a break.
All right.
You're listening to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassoni. We're here with Diane Marola, the healthcare consultant.
Sponsored by Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Outsmart the flu. The Exergen Temporal Scanner is the number one thermometer preferred by pediatricians. Smart technology backed by over 70 clinical studies. Protect your family. Exergen.com.
They are everywhere, on billboards, television, even here on the radio. But when you need an attorney for a workers' compensation case, you need the law office of attorney Stephen J. Dennis.
I'm attorney Stephen J. Dennis. Workers' compensation insurance is meant to help people who are injured on the job to get the benefits that they need to pay bills and cover their expenses. But oftentimes, employers and their insurance carriers make it difficult for this to happen. Just call me. I'll take on those insurance companies for you and fight to ensure that you get the full amount that you deserve. For more than 20 years, my office has protected the rights of workers in Rhode Island. No matter how tough a case or how big the insurance company, I'm in your corner. So if you've been injured on the job or have an occupational illness, trust my office with your case.
That's the law office of Stephen J. Dennis. Visit StephenJDennis.com or call them today at 453-1355. That's 453-1355. Stephen J. Dennis is Rhode Island's workers' compensation lawyer fighting for what you deserve.
Wesco Oil understands the challenges that the harsh weather throws at us, and maybe the biggest is how to beat the cold and keep our homes and families warm. There's no one better than Wesco Oil, a third-generation family business who provides both heating systems and assistance. Wesco serves both Rhode Island and Massachusetts, and with a commitment to providing the best value possible, Wesco offers discounts for COD. Trust the Wesco family to heat your family this winter. Call Wesco Oil at 231-3681 or 800-411-6603.
Navigant Credit Union believes that time should be spent with family and friends rather than bankers. That's why Navigant Credit Union offers Journey Rewards Checking. You can open your new account online at NavigantCU.org. That's easy. When you sign up for e-statements, use direct deposit, and make a minimum of 12 debit card transactions a month, you'll earn a high annual percentage yield, and your ATM fees will be refunded up to $25 a month. Call 233-4700 or stop by any Navigant Credit Union branch.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Providence? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Providence area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Providence is a perfect market for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text FAST to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited. Text FAST to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Text FAST to 82,000. That's FAST to 82,000.
Here's Johnny!
Welcome back to Common Ground AM 790. I'm your host, Sean Tassone. Diane Moreau is in the house, and Diane is a healthcare expert that from now on we're going to be having her on my show because I'm disgusted with a capital D of what's transpiring with our healthcare system after what happened to my dad. So I'm on a mission. Diane, you're my sidekick.
Oh, grateful for that.
We're going to move this agenda forward. How we do it, when we do it, how many times we do it, we're going to do it. But thank you for joining us today, and thank you for coming on the show and giving your perspective of the healthcare system. For my listeners to call you, email you questions that you would help. It means so much to the union membership. You know, so many things now in contract negotiations are take backs. And the worst thing to have taken back is your health care. Because obviously, as we said before, it only takes one episode where you could actually be busted. And busted for a reason that could be somebody else's fault or somebody not paying attention to detail. Especially when you have a family member that's not well. You're not thinking straight. To be honest with you, I don't know how I did it at the end. I really don't. Something just came over me and I did what I needed to do. I yelled when I had to yell. I got pissed when I needed to get pissed. And people listened. And they continue to listen. As I said before, I don't want what happened to my family happen to anybody else's family. I think we've made a difference. We will find out in the coming months when I get a report back from them. But I think that people need to be on their toes when it comes to healthcare and what they know that's in their healthcare. As you stated before, you got to know what you're paying for. You got to know your limits. You got to know if you can go out of state, because if you go out of state without having pre-auth, that could be a tremendous disconnect and very expensive once the bills start flowing. So thank you for what you do. You know, I consider you a person who has, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, fed up with the system. That you said, you know what, I'm not going to take it anymore. What was that commercial? I'm not going to take it anymore. And
I'm not going to take it.
Yeah. And that you went on your own and now you started this consulting firm, which I think is fabulous for you, fabulous for the people on the other side of the table, and fabulous for people who had issues that now they have an advocate. And I consider myself an advocate, whether it be for substance abuse or mental health or issues that they had, I had with hospice or the hospital, because I'm not going to take it anymore. Enough is enough. So thank you for what you do.
Well, thank you. And again, thank you for what you do. And also, I'm grateful that you and I connected. Mm-hmm. I am definitely a person who believes in all situations and all people for a reason, all right. Situations good and bad. And I think for both you and I, we had personal stories that I'm going to say fueled our passion.
Fueled the fire.
And so, you know, I always say that we have this one life to live, and we only get this chance once. Mm. And
we should start a show, Days of Our Life.
Days
too.
Of Our Life, right, you know. So, and that's where, you know, I know with my parents and the experience, the experiences that I had, and they, their illnesses were, it was my mom first, and then 4 years later, it was my dad. And it was after my dad and when he passed away that I decided to become a social worker. I mean, I literally, that is those experiences.
The drivers.
They were the drivers, and it's turning adversity into opportunity. you know, so I always knew I wanted to be an advocate. I didn't know when I would get there. It took me a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because people, when you are an advocate, and I know you probably experienced this, not only being an elected official or even now, and I know I certainly have experienced it, where people try and shut you down,
mm-hmm.
right? They don't not, they, and then they start labeling you. Well, you're this, you're too emotional, or you're angry, or
you're a pain in the bucket.
You're a pain in the butt, or whatever. And
I like that, though.
I do, too.
I like that, you
I
know,
do too.
Because I do it for all the right reasons. And when you're thrust into a situation like we were, me and you, separate situations, you get that drive where you want to make a difference.
You do.
You know, and, you know, when I first got elected, too, I wanted to make a difference, which I think I did.
You did.
On a number of avenues. But, you know, I can put my head on the pillow at night. And that means a whole hell of a lot to me. You know, that's what we said before. If I can help someone not overdose, or someone to look at their health care package and make a difference on that, where they're not stuck being taken advantage of, that's good for me.
Right.
That's good for me.
And, you know, it's just do the right thing.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Do your job, like the Patriots say. Do your job.
Do your job. Do the right thing. Be honest. Be authentic. And that has always served me well. It's not always gotten me ahead for, you know, maybe in corporate America or whatever. But always do the right thing and always be compassionate. And always try and walk in the shoes of another person.
And you have to be a good listener.
Oh, tremendous. You definitely have to be a good listener. Yeah. You have to be a good listener. And, you know, I really feel that as long as you do something from the heart and you do something honestly, it will never
come back at you.
It will never come back at you, you know. And again, people will say what they want to say. And, you know, I'm at a point where I certainly don't care anymore.
It's like me.
Right, right.
I mean, when you're an elected official, you care about what everybody thinks.
Right.
And that drives you crazy.
Right.
But once you're out, you know what? Either you love me or you hate me.
Right.
It is what it is. What you see is what you get.
Right.
The old Flip Wilson thing. What you see is what you get.
What you get, right?
You know, right. So I know, again, I want to thank you for what you do. Love to have you come back.
I would love to, anytime.
Because this is a very important topic to me and to my listeners, especially when the labor organization is getting contract negotiations. I mean, right now, the state, I think they're a year and a half out of contract negotiation, and the biggest fight is the health care. The biggest fight of healthcare. But my thing is, listen, if I pay for a benefit, I deserve the benefit.
Yeah.
I don't need to be taken out to the woodshed if I want to use the benefit.
Right.
If my son's got addiction problems, then I need to use that benefit, and you need to pay for that.
Right.
You know, and I use this story all the time. I say it all the time. There's a guy in my dad's room with him 134 times he was in the hospital. 134. Now, if that guy had gotten treatment in the beginning,
right,
how much money they would have saved.
Exactly.
And maybe our rates wouldn't have went up.
Exactly. Exactly.
But, again, thank you for coming on.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Love to have you back.
I would love to be back.
You're listening to Common Ground, AM 790. I'm your host, John Tassone. We'll see you next week.
United Food and Commercial Workers Union, Local 328, serves the collective bargaining needs of over 11,000 workers. Local 328 represents workers in retail food, credit unions, food service at universities and public schools, as well as healthcare, transportation, and manufacturing. Local 328 is proud of its relationship with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society as one of its most prolific benefactors, raising close to $1 million for research. Local 328 members also serve the needs of those in need with Thanksgiving food baskets and gifts for children at Christmas. It pays to belong to Local 328.
Have you been ignoring your most important financial goals? If so, you're not alone. 78 million baby boomers are approaching retirement only to discover that they're totally unprepared. How much money will I need to support the lifestyle I was hoping for? And can I turn my hard-earned savings into reliable income? The answers to these questions are different for everyone, and you should consider working with a trusted advisor to help you find your solution. At the SOA Financial Group, we help our clients develop unique strategies that will help them meet their unique challenges. I'm Don Sowa, the host of Money Talk, the state's longest-running financial talk show. If you want to take control of your financial life, call the SOA.